City Councilman Andy Bierman is not deterred by the disappointing Salt Lake County Council decision. On Tuesday, they voted against helping to fund the Bonanza Flat open space purchase.
But it is a minor setback, but the reality is the first 90 days we were able to raise pledges for about $9.5 million, and we think with another 90 days we can close that gap of $3.5 more. We spoke to our partners and talked as a council and talked to Wendy about going forward, and we all agreed that we have enough momentum that we should proceed with this.
The Park City community voted to pass a $25 million bond initiative in November 2016. The entire cost of the land purchase is $38 million, which leaves a shortfall of about $13 million. Wendy Fisher, director of Utah Open Lands, says the efforts to raise the additional funds have had a lot of success. Salt Lake City Public Utilities has pledged to help fund the land purchase, and they'll make an announcement on Tuesday, but the $3.5 million is still needed to close on the purchase. Fisher says hundreds of Salt Lake County residents showed up at last Tuesday's council meeting in support of Bonanza Flat. She hopes county officials will reconsider their decision. Bierman wants people to understand how the Salt Lake County Council came to their decision.
Well, I've heard a lot of anger towards Salt Lake County that they're, they didn't participate in this. And I will agree that we are all disappointed. But I do want to point out there were hundreds of people that emailed or showed up and testified from Salt Lake County that wanted them to participate. And I believe Wendy told me that the day after this, she got 350 donations where people were disappointed with their council. So they wanted to personally help. So it was largely a political decision. It was made strictly upon Republican and Democratic lines, losing by just one vote.
Bierman and Fisher say they're expanding the circle and will be asking for financial support from a variety of entities.
But we're already looking to new sources. I'm already working on moving forward with a couple of other new grant sources that hopefully will come through. We are just not going to stop. This is too important.
Bierman says even though the Park City Council authorized the $25 million bond, they can cancel it by May 23rd if the city needs to back out. Both Bierman and Fisher hope Salt Lake County residents contact their council members and express their support. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.